FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Need to Breathe, their new tune. Who am I? Michael W. Smith, Cross of Gold, prior to that. Good morning to you. 7:04, Fred Nanny with you on this Tuesday.
Hey, our good friend Chrissy Lee caught up with former WJTL intern Alicia Poorman Carver. Find out what Alicia has been up to since her internship, including baby number 4 on the way, and her vocal coaching efforts, especially for worship leaders. Watch the video interview on Chrissy's social media pages and on WJTL's YouTube channel.
Joining us this morning on the phone from Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary and Graduate School, our friend Steve Bowers. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be on. How are you today?
We're doing great. So great to have you on. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Sure. I would love to give a shout-out to my family in Lititz, PA, and also our church, Jerusalem Church. We have a great church family there.
So many know about Lancaster Bible College and the ministry to students in our community, but maybe they know a little bit less about Capital Seminary and Graduate School. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely, yes. And you're exactly right. What we find is that a lot of people in the area are unfamiliar with Capital Seminary and Graduate School. And so our goal here is to really show the whole picture that Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School has to offer. So we offer all the way up through, we have PhDs, both in leadership and in biblical studies.
That's great. Tell us, maybe give us a little bit more detail about that and how our listeners can find out about it.
Yeah, so we, essentially about 6 years ago, Lancaster Bible College acquired Capital Seminary and Graduate School, and since then we've been able to offer master's and doctoral degrees, both here in Lancaster at our main campus and then also in our campus in the D.C. area, the Maryland Greenbelt area. And so now we have a world-class seminary here in Lancaster, PA. And so folks can do their undergraduate studies and continue on with us throughout the whole way.
And who are most of the people you see that go on to the graduate school and the seminary? Are most of them pastors? Do they become missionaries? Who are most of your attenders to that?
Yeah, great question, Fred. And we are here to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And so I would say generally, yes, it is a lot of pastors, youth pastors, missionary workers, but really anyone who wants to seek further knowledge in the Bible. We have some great avenues for that, including biblical studies, master's degrees, as well as, like I said, the PhD in biblical studies for folks that really want to hone their skills in biblical studies and perhaps become a teacher someday.
And I'm imagining, because many of these folks are probably post-college, that you are flexible for adult learning.
Definitely, yeah, Fred. That is one thing we like to recommend to our folks, is that we are extremely flexible. We understand that life engaged learners need the flexibility of the programs, and so none of our programs are a complete residency or a traditional format. They're all a blended format, and so we're able to mix the online learning flexibility with a small residency components throughout the semester.
If folks would like more information about Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School, can they visit you online, Steve?
You got it, lbc.edu/capital.
lbc.edu/capital. Coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Bowers a little bit more about Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary and Graduate School, so stick around. We also have more music on the way, Red